when Congressman Shimkus decided to step down, I was part of the group looking for a true conservative to run. I support President Trump. We need to think about the heartland, the rural areas, and how to promote production and the policies that cause people to flourish.
What are the marks, because you mentioned the interest in having a true conservative in the office, what are the marks of a true conservative for you?
Just having a representative that promotes, say, a smaller, more accountable, transparent government, and also reducing taxes, because they're a burden to people. I think we should make the tax cuts permanent that President Trump has enacted.
I wanted to ask you about health care. What do you want to do to have an effective health care system in the country, and what should Congress be doing about that?
Well, I do oppose the single-payer health care that the Democrats, all the Democrats, are supporting. You know, I think that we need to look at solutions, because people are finding health care unaffordable. I think increasing transparency so that people can go to the marketplace, letting us have more competition in the marketplace, looking for solutions along that line.
Do you think the Affordable Care Act needs to be eliminated entirely and replaced with something else?
I can't answer that.
Okay. You're married to a farmer.
Yes.
You help run the
yes.
family farm.
Yes.
From where you stand, what should Congress be doing for farmers and be working with in agriculture right now?
Once you get the crop, then you have the challenge of being able to turn a profit. So I respect President Trump to take on, you know, our trade deals with other countries, with China in particular. As a farmer, we are willing to put up a little bit temporary pain to end up with freer and fairer trade and expanded markets. If President Trump could negotiate expanded markets, that would really help us. In the meantime, the subsidies that he's given farmers have helped us stay afloat another year.
The signing of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, does that have an impact for farmers as well? Is that a step in a positive direction?
I don't know exactly specifically, but I'm glad that our Congress got something done besides the stupid impeachment, and that they signed that USMCA. I think it will help farmers, and I appreciate that President Trump's renegotiating these trade agreements where we've been taken advantage of.
Unemployment is pretty low in Illinois right now. Mm-hmm. Looking at your campaign website, you attribute the strong economy to the tax cuts that were passed in 2017. You do support making the tax cuts for individuals and small businesses permanent. Where do you think you can find the support for that beyond Republicans in Congress? And I guess this goes back to how you deal with the partisan divide in Washington.
I'm 60 years old, and I've realized that one of my gifts is my ability to work with people. So I would look for every opportunity to seek solutions and to go across party lines and be solution-oriented for the people.
Do you have any concern about deficits in the federal budget right now? And do the tax cuts make those worse, or do you think that can somehow lead to more economic growth that would reduce them?
The deficits are a problem. I'm for a balanced budget. The federal government is too big, so whatever opportunity I would have to dismantle the federal government, I would support that.